SRN News, I'm John Scott. FBI Director Chris Wray testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, telling lawmakers the FBI's investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot is continuing. Wray says he was appalled at the violence and destruction which took place that day. Hospital officials say an SUV believed to be carrying 27 people crashed into a tractor trailer in Southern California, killing 15 people, leaving others injured. The horrific crash happened in Hopeville, about 11 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Drug maker Merck & Company will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved coronavirus vaccine in an effort to expand supply more quickly. Officials have said Johnson & Johnson faced unexpected production issues. Stocks have turned lower now, the Dow off 30 points, and the S&P 500 is down a dozen. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like the month of March so far? What a dismal weather day with the cold and the persistent rain. Temperatures hovering mostly in the 40s today. Periods of rain today and tonight. Looks like a soaker, maybe 1 to 2 inches, some spots maybe more than that. The low temperature tonight won't be much different. It'll be in the low 40s. The rain is gone tomorrow, not quite as chilly. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by afternoon tomorrow. Thursday is the best weather day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Friday, maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail, that's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. $4.9 million in state funding is being awarded to cities and counties for road and bridge projects across the state. Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama Department of Transportation made the announcement today. There were 21 projects selected. Of those awarded projects, 17 cities and counties contributed to a total of $2.8 million in local matching funds. And we expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the progress the state is making in the fight against the coronavirus. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated against COVID-19. Polls are open until 7 p.m. for the special election for Alabama Senate District 26. This is for much of Montgomery County, Democratic candidate State Representative Kirk Hatcher and Republican candidate former City Councilman William Green are hoping to replace Senator David Burkett, who resigned last year. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy.
we talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in this weekly phone market get back to drawing. That drawing is on Friday, 2:30, 2:45. Then there's Mortgage Corporation South gift card drawing. That drawing's Thursday at 1:05 after John Williams calls into the show. So, you want to get in, all you got to do is call. Now, don't just meander around. And what you really want to do is get in on the draw. Say something to me. Don't ask me how my haircut is because I don't have any hair. Right, Joey?
Well, you're always wearing a hat. I can't tell.
Benji, I took the hat off and you go, wow. You handsome devil, you. Kristen Fisher, doing a really good job at Fox. I like this lady. She's now in the White House briefing room. I don't know if she's there when Peter Ducey's not there or if she's there in addition to Peter Ducey. Listen to Kristen Fisher on DHS and the border.
President Biden met with his Mexican counterpart virtually a short time ago. Immigration, which is turning out to be a bigger hassle than the administration seemed to predict, was at the top of the agenda. White House correspondent Kristen Fisher has details tonight live from the North Lawn.
Well, there really wasn't any discussion about the current situation down at the border during the 15 minutes that cameras were allowed into this meeting. Instead, President Biden focused on the relationship between the two countries and said that his administration views Mexico as equal to the United States. Right now, there are roughly 4,000 illegal border crossings every day, according to a former Trump administration official. And the numbers are even more concerning when it comes to unaccompanied minors. Nearly 400 were taken into custody on Friday alone, and 97% of the beds available for them through the Office of Refugee Resettlement are full. But the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, does not think it constitutes a crisis.
Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no. I think there is a challenge at the border that we are managing, and we have our resources dedicated to managing it.
What I love is how that parents are sending their children to the United States, lovingly sending their children to the United States, lovingly. Lovingly. I love how Dems, liberals do this kind of touchy-feely stuff. Mm-hmm. If it's all about feeling, then it's all okay. If you can denote a feeling that's good, then it's a good thing to do. Brian C., welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
First, I want to ask you about your haircut. How you like
it? I'm liking it, man. But it's funny. They tell me to wash my head every single day. So, I don't start getting any issues there.
Glad to see that everything's going good for you there.
Except for the hair.
I have
good.
A question about this Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo stuff.
Yeah?
Now that the Democrats have decided to turn on him, how long do you think it's going to be before he turns back on them? And what do you think his mode of suicide is going to be?
I'm not sure that he's got a lot that he can turn back. He would have to win to turn against them. And right now, he is looking much more like a wounded animal.
I don't know, but if he starts you know, starts coming out, because he's kind of brass and just comes out and says, well, look, if y'all going to be like this to me, then I'm going to start turning on y'all. Is he going to make it to the trial? Or is he going to commit suicide? I mean,
could it be both?
Anytime anybody comes out against the Democrats and says they have something on them, they end up, you know, committing suicide somehow.
I don't get that correlation, but I think things have to get a lot worse before Cuomo has got a real problem. He's got a problem, and this is a systemic problem within the Cuomo operation, but it's not deadly yet. It's getting deadly, but it's not deadly yet, in my humble opinion.
He's got three, of them now? Against him?
The three have come out.
Yeah, the Me Too movement should be just up in arms, but you don't really hear a whole lot out of them.
Yeah, because he has a D by his name.
Exactly. I was just curious about that. And can I get in on the drawing?
Would you like to?
I would love to.
Give me a month and day of birth.
4/7.
Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have been to Sweet Creek, and I have actually won it one time.
Really?
But that was a long time ago. Went in there and ate the Cuban, and my wife had a Cuban too, and we stocked up on some jams and jellies. They've got this one blackberry, jalapeno blackberry jam.
Ooh.
Oh, I fell in love with that. I ate that whole jar in a couple of days.
I told Reed that what we ought to do is put together a recipe, both with the best things that came from Sweet Creek Farm Market, and publish it. Because I have people tell me all the time, there's a mint jelly that they have that most people put on sour cream and crackers for dinner parties and things like that. They tell me, this friend of mine who's a really good cook, he took it and kind of discovered, he took a piece of a Boston butt that he did and dipped it in there a little bit, and it was great. So he came up with this great idea. He took the next roast Boston butt he got, and he put the jelly on it and marinated it in the jelly, and then let it stay overnight, and then cooked it slow and low on his green egg. He said it was awesome.
I might have to try that, because I'm a big time cooker.
Well,
I love the barbecue.
It's what he told me. It's kind of like the spicy pork Chinese food, except it has that southern flavor to it. He said it was killer.
I bet it would be. Now they say mint jelly. You're supposed to put that on lamb chop.
Yeah, I'm doing lamb on Easter. But that's mint jelly. That's mint jelly.
Yeah, I've never been into the lamb.
You've never been into the lamb?
It's got a funny taste. It's got a funny taste to me.
Well, what you have to is the way you cook it. Most people who say that.
That may be it, too.
Most people who say that have had a lamb cooked in a big pot, and it just recycles the taste. And what I do is I do what are called lamb pops. I do the rib. And marinate it, sous vide, and then slow and low, either in the oven or on the green egg or the grill dome for me. And it is spectacular. I'm doing that for Easter with potatoes au gratin and corn souffle.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm more of a stick burner. Smoker or pellet smoker is what I cook with. Can't afford the green egg.
Yeah, I'm all about the eating part of it. Brian C., thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks.
Thanks. Jim, one more of the Damo Show on a Tuesday.
Lovely day, Dan. Lovely
How are
day.
You doing? Is your canoe working okay?
Yeah, if you're a frog or a duck, it's a lovely day.
You know, when you go pick your granddaughter up from school,
I'm sitting here now waiting in my car, and as soon as they open the doors, I'm going to run up there and grab her and run back to the car. That's about all I can do. But anyway, it's funny. I'm out here. You know, some of these people that come up, you stand out in the grass if you want to. I always wait, just go get her when they open the door. But the people get lined up outside in the grass wearing masks. Outside. I just don't understand that. But anyway, that's... Dan, first put me in for Sweet Creek there, Dan. 5-3, I always forget, if you would, please.
You got it.
Two things, and I know you saw them, two clips from Biden I saw last night. One was the... he was recalling some numbers, and he said, well, I've got about a card here, and he reached in his pocket, he pulled his card out, and he's trying to read it, and then he starts giving me this weird squinting with his eyes, and like he's trying to remember what he was looking up on the card, and then he fumbled around with that, and then the one where he was talking about Shirley Lee, you know, from Texas?
Yeah, Sheila Lee Jackson.
Yeah, I mean... Dan, is it me, but I think he has gotten worse than when he was running.
Let me tell you, the one that when he was in Houston, that was bad. That was really bad.
And I don't suspect, I suspect that's why he hasn't done any kind of press conference or anything. I don't think they want him out there.
Well, I think it's kind of a combination of things. I think, number one, they need to get this COVID bill done. He doesn't want to do a press conference talking about this COVID bill because he's got too much to try to explain.
Yeah, he's having trouble with all this, all these promises he threw out there, and nothing's working right now for him. And I'm just looking at him now, Dan, and I'm trying to imagine a year from now, Dan, when you have something a year from now, what's his mind going to be like in a year? I don't think he'll be in office in a year myself.
Really? Wow.
But he looked bad. Those clips I saw, that was really bad. I mean, how could somebody like that be taken seriously by these world leaders? I mean, you know, China's looking at him going, man, this guy, we can play him, you know, like, I don't know. It's kind of, I just don't have any confidence.
On the Sheila Jackson Lee and the other members of Congress, that was really bad. And notice NBC, ABC, CBS, none of them are saying anything. But you remember when Trump was at the Army Navy game, at the Army graduation, and he kind of shuffled down the steps because it was slippery, they went nuts about that. Nuts! Thought that Trump had a neurological problem.
Yeah, we are getting the 180 degree turn from the media now. You know, like you said many times, every single thing Trump did was bad, and everything Biden does
is good.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just, you know, he's fine. Don't pay attention to anything else. But anyways, and good luck to Fredo's brother. and yeah, I noticed Fredo, who's not supposed to talk about his brother, talked about his brother, explaining why he can't talk about his brother on CNN. I think he's ruined as a news guy now. I mean, it'd be like Al Capone's brother, Bob. Oh, this is Bob Capone, my brother. I think he's done for at CNN. I think he'll be either replaced or resigning in the near future.
Well, the problem is CNN doesn't care about ratings. I mean, you look at some of the ratings of some of their shows, there's not a reason in the world to have those people on TV. It's doing more damage than it's good. They, what's called show adjacency, that's the show that's next to a bad show, they're starting to have a real effect on what's called show adjacency.
It's pretty bad. Of course, I don't watch too many of the others. Anyways, I watch mostly Newsmax now. They actually have some real investigative reporting. But Anyways, Dan, I'm glad you're doing well.
I'm trying.
Well, you're hanging. I'm serious. There's a lot of people that listen to you that are either going through this or have gone through it, and your resiliency gives them a lot of courage.
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, hang in there, man. We're praying for you.
Thanks. Let's go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Oh, well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
Oh, that's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com. Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Hey, folks, this is Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris Show.
Two seven two nine two two eight. Group. Not too many people know about this group. If you're in kind of the Cross the Tills and Nash and Cream Baker, Ginger Baker, people like that, then you knew about Traffic, because all these groups would kind of change, interchange, Buffalo, Springfield, how that morphed into Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Great stories behind all these. Let's continue on with Christian Fisher talking about back and forth between Biden people and the Trump people on the border.
Secretary Mayorkas' predecessor in the Trump administration, Chad Wolf, strongly disagrees, citing the new tent facilities to handle the surge in migrants popping up in Texas.
Everyone knows there's a crisis going on, and I think that the leader of the department needs to be honest with the American people.
Secretary Mayorkas says his department is working around the clock to rebuild a humane immigration system that he claims was dismantled by the Trump administration.
It takes time to build out of the depths of cruelty that the administration before us established. We are not saying don't come. We are saying don't come now.
But a Democratic congressman from Texas told Axios the bad guys know how to market that kind of message, adding, you just can't say, yeah, yeah, let everybody in, because then we're affected down there at the border. Cooperation on migration topped the agenda of President Biden's virtual meeting with the president of Mexico. President Obrador had signaled that he was planning to ask President Biden to consider sharing part of the United States' coronavirus vaccine supply with his country. But the White House press secretary said the answer is no.
The administration's focus is on ensuring that every American is vaccinated. And once we accomplish that objective, we're happy to discuss further steps beyond that.
But just moments ago, President Biden was asked if the U.S. would send vaccines to Mexico. And President Biden responded, quote, we are going to talk about that. So we'll see. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki certainly gave a definitive no just a few hours ago.
And that boom, boom sound is Jen Psaki being run over by the bus. How'd you like America? The depths of depravity and, I mean, it's back to the blame it on Trump. You're going to make news if you say that. Say something bad about Trump and use that as your excuse. You're going to make news. You're going to get a free pass. This is so crazy. Trump administration had Miles Sanders, one of the best immigration policies going. Let me go to a break. Soulja Boy, coming back to you after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. How do you like the month of March so far? What a dismal weather day with the cold and the persistent rain. Temperatures hovering mostly in the 40s today. Periods of rain today and tonight. Looks like a soaker, maybe 1 to 2 inches. Some spots maybe more than that. The low temperature tonight won't be much different. It'll be in the low 40s. The rain is gone tomorrow, not quite as chilly. In fact, I think we'll be in the low 60s by afternoon tomorrow. Thursday is the best weather day of the week. Sunshine, high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in the upper 60s on Friday, maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Who's 729-228 is where we are. Okay, guys, I have the list of the Dylan Wayne on the spinning wheel next week. I'm going to kind of go through them. I'll sort through them. You know, things like polishing cloth, fresh wing cleaner, one free regular watch battery, 15% off regular price, 20% off regular price, 30% off regular price, 40%, 50%. Now, once the 50% goes, they replace that with 15%. So, these big numbers, the quicker you get there and when you spend, the better chance you have of winning a big gift. For example, $100 off your next custom design, $250 gift certificate for in-store only, $500 gift certificate for in-store only. When they do the $250, it will be replaced by $50. Do the $500, it will be replaced by $75. It's $25, it's 200 pearls, for example. So the moral of the story is you need to get there early. Spend early, win early, take home big prizes. 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, Dylan Wings, tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the show.
Good afternoon, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, what's up?
Hey, I was going to make it through the whole day without any politics, you know, and just relax, get some house chores done and everything. But you had to pay that clip.
Yeah.
How did that guy said humanely versus the prior administration? What was he inferring?
That the Trump people were beasts.
Inhumane.
Evil beasts.
Well, didn't he say China and killing them and putting people in the Muslims in those camps and everything was a cultural norm?
Didn't mention that. Did not mention that or North Korea.
I didn't mention that part, huh? Genocide is a cultural norm. I just cannot believe that came out of his mouth. How do you like his little crib notes he always has? And he still gets it wrong.
Yeah, really. You see, I've got a little note here somewhere. Oh, yes, 500,071.
I think it's got information like wife is Jill, son Hunter.
My name is Joe.
Happy time at 10 o'clock.
My name is Joe. Left shoe goes in left foot. Right shoe goes in right foot.
I don't think he'll make it through the year.
The case.
I know
in
Vegas the odds. I want the odds in Vegas. I guarantee you they bet on anything in Vegas, right?
Normally.
I bet you I'd like to see what the odds are on him making it through the first year.
Well, we might have to look that up.
I just don't think that's going to happen. I like who was that? Homeland Security Secretary, when he was asked the question, he said, "Oh, there's no problem at the border. There's no emergency, no crisis."
Yeah, we've got it. We're managing it.
Every time I see something from Hannity or Laura Ingraham when they go down there and they do a video with the Homeland Security, not Homeland Security, but with the Border Patrol agents out there and everything. There was a crisis then. It's even worse now because now you're just given an open invitation. And what was this? Now we're going out and recruiting illegal immigrants. Those who were sent back during the Trump administration are now trying to be recruited to say, come on back?
Well, that's the way somebody couched it. I'm not sure if they're actually doing that, but somebody couched it that way.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. Every time I think I've been shocked to the most, they come up with something even better. It just totally blows my mind. But I just can't believe how he can sit there and say there's not going to be an issue with that. Do you think the $15 an hour is going to pass?
No.
So you think this is just a stint from the Democrats and the left to say, hey, we tried, but we just didn't.
No,
didn't
I think that's a great question. I think they're going to go about it other ways. I think they're going to try to do the, you're going to be taxed if you don't give your employees $15 an hour.
Oh, my, I didn't hear that.
Your corporate tax, yeah.
Wow, that's like, that, isn't that something, what do they call that, when they used to take, when gangsters used to come to businesses and you used to get to pay for protection, what was that crime called?
Shakedown.
Yeah, that's what it basically it is. If you don't give them $15 an hour, we're going to raise your corporate tax up.
Or you'll pay a penalty.
Or you pay a penalty, exactly. That's unbelievable. But I just don't, I was just curious if it's going to even be close. It won't even be close, you don't think?
Well, it's going to be interesting what happens with the parliamentarian. You've got some yahoos out there saying fire her, hire somebody else to get the right answer. That's not what you're supposed to do. I think the Democrats are treading in, on some very thin ice if they start jimmying the system here.
I love the, what was that, that Mr. Trump showed up at that, at the Conservative Union? What was that called? That
CPAC.
CPAC? I got to watch that whole video. I loved it so much when he says, yeah, he says we need to focus and concentrate on 22, you know, getting, I guess, the House and Congress back in, the numbers. But he said that he is the face of the Republican Party. And, boy, did he severely hint that he was going to run.
He did.
He said, and guess who?
I wonder who that'll be.
Oh, my God. Who do you think he would pick for VP? I'm sure it's not going to be Pence again.
Would definitely not be Pence. Cannot be DeSantis.
Why not DeSantis?
Because they're both from Florida.
Who's from Florida? Trump DeSantis is the governor, right?
Trump is from Florida and DeSantis is from Florida.
And how would that be an issue?
It cancels out Florida's electoral votes.
I didn't know that. That's a law?
That's a law.
Man, that's why I call your show, Dan. I learn something new every time.
See, just right off the top of my head.
Well, I'll kill two birds with one stone and play some political identity. Who's that young lady that was at South Dakota?
Oh, Kristi Noems?
Yeah. What do you think about her?
Like her a lot.
She seemed like a very, very educated and strong woman, and that would help us possibly on the votes from the ladies.
You know, she could be a candidate for VP.
Yeah. And I think Mr. Trump, he has spoken in the past very highly of her.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. All right, well, I appreciate the insights and the education today, Dan. I felt like I just went to a two-hour class in 5 minutes.
You made an A.
All right, thank you, sir. See Have a great day.
Jeff, one more of the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Hey, Dan, I just wanted to get in on the Sweet Creek drawing.
You don't want to talk to me. You just want to get in, you greedy person, you.
Well, I needed, you said earlier to let you know what our real motivation was, but I'd like to talk to you as well.
Okay, go ahead.
There's Charlie Kirk and some others have talked about Trump running for a congressional seat in Florida. We'll get him in in 2022. And then, get him to get him elected as the Speaker of the House. We'll impeach Biden and Schumer, and then he becomes president and then runs again in 2024. What do you think about all that?
Well, was there alcohol involved in that discussion when you were having it with somebody? Or drugs, either one. Or it could be both.
Yeah, really. Really.
Jeff, I'll let you off the hook. Give me a month and day of birth.
11/5.
Put him in, but I only put him in for a quarter.
Okay, sure.
Jeff, you're in, buddy.
Thank you, Dan.
See you. So, did they legalize pot at that discussion? March Corporation South, 567,900. Interest rates going up. They actually went down just about 45 minutes ago a little bit, but still well above one. So I'm sitting there and watch the ticker on as interest rates go up, stock market goes down. Mortgage Corporation, Southwest 79,000. Give John Williams a call. Actually, got a text from a friend, listener, said, I desperately need John Williams' cell phone number. So I sent her his general number, and she's going to give him a call. Mortgage Corporation South, John Williams, the whole gang, up on the mountaintop. NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Yep. Let's see where we went. Speaking of fighting back and forth, you remember the admiral that was in charge of the rollout of the vaccine? Well, he heard the HHS person mouth off talking about Trump left the covers bare. They didn't have anything. So you're going to hear the first part of this is going to be what the Biden person said, and then listen to him whoop up on him.
When I left office, and we're very proud of this because this was something that they said could not be done. The FDA said it. Everybody said it. Any article you read said it couldn't be done. It would be years and years. I handed the new administration what everyone is now calling a modern-day medical miracle.
We all know the Trump administration did the impossible by creating an effective COVID vaccine in a matter of months. But the Biden team wants to convince America they started from scratch. Listen to this.
I would love to tell you that we inherited a situation where there were stockpiles and stockpiles of vaccines sitting there. That is not the case.
There was no stockpile. In many ways, we're starting from scratch.
No, you're not.
On something that's been raging for almost an entire year.
God. One thing that the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office.
There really was no plan to ramp up the supply of those vaccines. There wasn't enough vaccine.
Here now is Admiral Brett Drawer, former Assistant HHS Secretary. Admiral, I watched you a lot during the task force. You seem to be a calm man. It didn't look that way this weekend. Seems like you're upset. What has you so upset?
I am a little bit upset because I believe in being honest to the American people, and everything you just played is 100% dishonest and wrong. The Trump administration accomplished an historic feat that will go down in the history of medicine is absolutely remarkable. Within a year, not one vaccine, which normally takes 5 to 10 years, but three highly effective and safe vaccines have been authorized. We have the ability to make hundreds of millions of doses. 95 million doses have already been sent out. We enrolled 40,000 pharmacies to immunize everyone in the country, federally qualified health centers. All of this was done, and in fact, on Inauguration Day, the Trump administration had already achieved the goal of 1 million doses in arms per day that the Biden administration thought was aspirational, that they would hope to get that. You would have to slow down Operation Warp Speed to achieve that goal. We should be at 200 million doses in his first 100 days.
Yeah, the thing that it is, they ordered all these vaccines and they got them out the door. That's the difference. They're out in America, which is what the Biden administration has been feeding off of for the last 3 weeks, all those vaccines that the cupboard was bare. The cupboard was bare, the trucks were loaded, trucks went to the place, and that's where the vaccines were. Let's go to Dr. Anthony Harper, calling us from Washington, D.C., hopefully the White House. Dr. Harper, how are you today?
Well, I'm very thankful. And in light of the COVID-19 issue, this is a very serious issue for the press. In our complaint to the White House about restricted access, and now that Dan, that we have to pay $170 for each person for the press that's going to be at the White House, and very disturbing regarding the limits of freedom of the press.
What's the $170 for?
COVID-19 testing.
Do you get tested every day?
You have to be tested every day. And I'm only restricted to one day a week. So very upsetting here. The Washington Post did a story last Friday about this. very serious concerns, as I mentioned, about freedom of the press, and wondering what's going to be happening next. But I am scheduled to be at the White House again this Friday and hoping to meet with the new press secretary, Jennifer Psaki, about these really, you know, crucial issues that we're facing regarding the press, regarding the rise of anti-Semitism and assault on our religious liberties, especially, you know, Dan, in the light of H.R. 5, that Equality Act due in the Senate this week.
Interesting. The so you're limited to one day a week, and you're supposed to be there this Friday?
I can be there this Friday. It's a lottery that I and other journalists, we have to apply, and our name is thrown in a toss-up with this lottery, and so I've been selected for this Friday, so I got to go to the COVID-19 testing, which is on-site next to the White House, and then I go from there. They give you a wristband, say that you're COVID-19 free, and I go in there and, you know, do my news reports, but it's a lot different than it was as far as press access in the Trump administration with the COVID-19 issues.
Interesting. What's the talk going on around D.C. right now?
What is the what?
What is the talk around D.C. today?
Well, this you know, this issue about the H.R. 5 is one issue. And we also have the issues of Israel and U.N. and U.S.-Israel relations very up in the air, I think, in light of especially with the Abraham Accords. That's a big issue, all the uncertainty about Iran, what America's going to do.
What do you think about the releasing of the intel information about the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, his hands being on the killing of Jamal Khashoggi?
Yeah, you know, that is well, it is very alarming. I've been concerned for quite some time about this matter with Saudi Arabia, and I've known, and I think a lot of people have suspected that Saudi Arabia was directly involved with the killing of Khashoggi. And, you know, being a journalist and, you know, in reporting, you know, Khashoggi should have that right to report, and but he from our, you know, many newsers we've read, was a threat to Saudi Arabia. I know he was quite an outspoken person, Khashoggi, and definitely uncalled for. So I'm wondering why, you know, that you know, Biden administration is, you know, making bringing this more to light than we didn't see that as much during the Trump administration.
Any thoughts about why they're doing it?
Yeah, I'm just curious about why the Biden administration is and those with President Biden are making you know, bringing this to light even more, this association, than happened during the Trump administration.
I don't have anything, Harper. I have to go. I'm against a big break here, and I have my final segment of my show. You have a great day. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye. Big Bird, hang on. Coming back to you after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-3900. 5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. Final segment of Dan Morris Show on Tuesday. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Because you know what? Big Bird did. Big Bird, how was your trip over to Tuskegee, Alabama today?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, I thought it was today. Sorry.
No, not today. Tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's for tomorrow at in the afternoon.
I've heard that.
And I'll let you know.
Thanks.
I'll let you know when I get back. But I was going to tell you, I also get my stitches out in the morning from my surgery, and that's going to be a big thing for me. I'm going to be looking forward to it.
Good.
So how are you doing? I know you've been having to take your medicine and stuff, and I'm just training for you every day.
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Wonderful. Yeah, the House bill, they're trying to bring up all this new stuff, going to change all the voting rights and blah, blah, this, that, and the other. And of course, now they're trying to get the Supreme Court to look at the Voting Rights Act. What's going on with all this mess? I mean, don't they have to have a two-thirds majority because it's all governed by the Constitution? Don't the Democrats have to have a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate to be able to push it through?
No. First of all, election law is not decided by the federal government. Election law is a state issue now. They can give guidelines, but what the Supreme Court is doing and what H.R. 1 does are two completely different things. H.R. 1 is like a recipe for stealing. It's like same-day registration. We're recommending same-day registration for everybody. If you can fog a mirror, you can vote.
Okay, does that mean if I can go to five different counties and register for five different places and vote five times?
As long as you don't get caught.
As long as I'm a Democrat.
There you go.
Anyway, I heard earlier somebody mentioned about, you know, that they had been trying to make appointments in several places in five counties. And I've heard other people say that they've gone all places and got set up for different appointments. And I'd like to ask people, please, don't do that. If you go to CVS.com, there are some places that are available and some that are not. But you can go to CVS.com and click on their COVID vaccination resource guide, and they'll tell you what's available and what's not in what areas. And if you make an appointment to go there, then if you're not going to be there, don't bother making the appointment. Because what happens is, like we had gone on over here in Millbrook, they had a location that was, people registering for the COVID shots. And after a while, they got overcome and they couldn't book anymore, and they got their allotments cut. Well, the reason they got their allotments cut, people were making appointments and not showing up. And they had shots go down the commode.
Yeah.
And that really bothers me, because if you're not willing, you know, if you have an appointment to be somewhere, make one where you can actually go and then be there and get the shot, and don't waste it. Because if you skip that appointment, then they can't find somebody else's arm to put it in. It goes down the commode. It gets flushed.
I've heard that somewhere. You're right, Big Bird.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
And people, I would ask people, please, you know, if you're not going to, you know, don't shotgun these appointments. What you need is a well-placed rifle shot instead of a shotgun. You just need to pick a spot and go get set up. And once you have your appointment set up, go there and get your shot. And don't waste these other shots, because it's causing other people who need them to not get them.
I've heard that somewhere. Big Bird,
yes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Brad, the winner of Sweet Creek Farm Market, talk to me, baby.
Well, I got a Boston Brug, a quart of camp stew, a quart of mac and cheese.
Oh, 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 you're going to love the mac and cheese. You are going to love the mac and cheese.
And two peanut butter cookies as big as my head. And I paid 83 cents.
There we go, buddy. That's good. Walk away with the grand prize.
I'm racing to get home to eat the butt. I got to stop and buy hamburger buns, and I'll be good to go.
Don't forget the pickles now. Gotta have pickles.
Bread and butter.
There you go, my friend. I'm so glad. So, have you had a Boston Buffin there before?
I have, and that's why I got it. It was a toss-up between that and the ribs. And, well, that place is really... I've never been there, but I've eaten some food from there. And some of the stuff on the menu that I was looking at, I was like, man, I'm definitely going back there to get some sandwiches.
Yeah, the Cuban, I highly recommend. The turkey is great. The roast beef is great. So...
yeah, and the breakfast looked pretty good, too. I saw the menu off to the side.
You will never have eggs that taste like that. The eggs are spectacular, and they're all farm-fresh eggs. They literally collect them that day, and they are great.
Well, I know they did. I about ran over two chickens on the way in.
I know. That's what happens. You have to take care of the chicken. Have to take their lives in their own hands. What I don't like is when one chicken pushes another one in front of a car. That is bad news. That's a bad chicken. Bad chicken. Brad, I'm so glad you called. So glad that happened for you.
Well, thank you very much. And I just want to give y'all props on everything y'all do. I listen to y'all from 6 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. So I really, I used to listen to my classic rock station, and then I started... had a friend tell me that, hey, you need to listen to this station. And that's when I started. It's been 8 months solid. So y'all are really hitting it out of the park, I'm telling you.
Well, Brad, we really appreciate those kind words. I'm so glad that you won. So glad that you got what you got. You are going to have a good time, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Take care. Let me move out with the Admiral here. One, maybe two in. What would have happened if Trump did not do warp speed?
Where are they going wrong then? Because it seems somebody is lying. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. In Texas, Florida, you see that the vaccines are going out to Americans. The media isn't calling them on this lie. So what are you left to do?
Well, I wanted to speak out because I appreciate you saying I'm a calm person throughout the pandemic, and I am. I'm a pediatric ICU doctor, but I've always believed in leveling with the American people. And it's just wrong to say that there was no plan, that they were left with a mess. Nothing could be more untrue than that. The American people needs to know that, sure, the Biden administration needs to do their thing. They will improve on the process. That's what we hope they will do. But let's face it. This is a mile race. We've run the first three laps. We gave them at least a two-lap lead. They need to take the baton and bring it across the finish line. But they were set up with an excellent foundation, and the American people need to know that. And that's because of the leadership of the president.
What would have happened if that plan didn't take place? What is the typical timeline? The president yesterday gave a speech yesterday. He said it would have took 5 years. We got it done in 9 months. What is the typical deadline if the typical Washington bureaucracy would have been in place?
Oh, it's hard to imagine. I think 5 years is a really low estimate. It could take 5 to 10 years to infinity to get a vaccine. And you know, a lot of our vaccines are only 50% effective, 60% effective. That's great. We hope to get one that could be 60 or 70% effective. We already have three that are 100% protective against hospitalizations and deaths, and that's exactly what we want.
Yay! Biden administration can't do it on their own. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing this until I get it right. Grab your dough the great. He's next. Adios.